Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
My husband officially declared every bison meal from Good Eats is good. Like, his absolute favorite. Before I made my order yesterday. And I know that you're a fan of the bison chili, too. So I just chili, wanted to pass that along. He made it official.
It's a man food, Michelle. Like,
yeah.
If you're a guy listening to me and Michelle every day talk about Good Eats, and you're like, is it like health food? I mean,
no,
don't get me wrong. Like,
yeah.
Bison is a leaner meat. You can count calories this way. It is certainly a better option than rolling through a drive-thru, you know, fast food drive-thru. But it's bison. Like, this is what people would sharpen tools with their bare hand and kill in the open field of the Old West, right?
Right.
That's what we're eating here.
Mm-hmm.
It's bison chili.
Yeah.
It's cheese and chili and bison.
So man food.
Man
not
food.
Diet food.
No.
Man food. Man food. But
now,
they do have, right, different diet options and, you know, something for everybody.
Good Eats Kitchen, go there.
Yes, go there. Three locations in Baton Rouge, one in Lafayette.
You said to go there.
Yes, and you'll get 20% off online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
We finish each other sentences.
Yes.
How about that? That's so good. I wish I could say the same for the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, but I don't know what they're going to do. So tonight, the rankings reveal will happen. One thing I know for sure is that LSU is going to be number one.
Right.
They were number two last week. Ohio State beat Maryland, but LSU, for the fourth time this season, has beaten a top 10 team. They went on the road, beat Alabama. LSU's going to be number one. Ohio State's going to be number two. That much, I think we all are certain.
Yes.
The question then is what happens next? How far does Bama drop, and what about Penn State, who was four and dropped and obviously lost to Minnesota? My guess is undefeated Clemson will probably move up to number three. And Alabama will stay in the top four at number four. That's my guess how I think the committee's going to handle it tonight. But no matter what the rankings come out tonight, it's just important not to get too worked up over it because you've still got a month worth of football. And a lot of the teams in the top 10 or even the top 14 are still going to play each other. So there's going to be a lot of fluidity here. For LSU, it's easy. Just take care of business and you're in. The bigger question, I think, for a lot of people is this fear of Alabama getting back in. But one thing to keep in mind, that USA Today put out their bowl projections today, and they have Oregon as the number four team and Bama out.
Okay.
This is what I mentioned yesterday, and this is what I've been mentioning about the Pac-12. If you want Bama out of the playoff, pull for the Pac-12. This is all you got to remember. LSU win and pull for the Pac-12. If Oregon and Utah are both 11-1 playing in the Pac-12 championship game, I think the winner of that game will get the 4 seed and Bama will be out. So you need to pull for the Pac-12.